Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It's Monday, May the 24th. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
And we have got some stuff to hit on from this weekend. If you have not gone back to listen to the Sunday night show / Monday morning podcast, I would highly recommend it. Chris was feeling passionate. He was feeling something. He was feeling some kind of way, and he had some things to talk about, and I thought it was outstanding. So make sure and do yourself a favor. Go listen to yesterday's podcast, or I guess this morning's podcast, whatever time you're listening to this. It is the 5:23 podcast. So go listen to that and do yourself a favor. It's good stuff. So, Chris, everything going well in your world?
Yeah, man.
It's good?
Everything's good.
That's it, man. I am dog tired. It is. We hadn't even started summer yet. I guess technically the summer has begun. It was May 21st, I guess, was the beginning of summer. Isn't that right? Or is it June?
Man, I would assume that Memorial Day is always the start of summer.
I guess so. So it hadn't really started yet, but man, I am running like crazy. So we have got much to dig into, but before we do, winningcureseverything.com is the website. Do yourself a favor, go check it out. Everywhere that we are, we'll be right there. Easy to find, all in one simple spot, easy to do. All the podcasts, all of our videos, every other show that we make appearances on, et cetera, it's all going to be right there. So go and check it out and make sure you're subscribed everywhere that you need to be subscribed. If you are watching on YouTube or Periscope or Twitch or Facebook or whatever, hit the like button for us and make sure you are subscribed. You can jump into the chat as well right there. I don't see a bunch going on the chat, but I do know that there's people watching, and who knows? I think something's up with my chat section, so we'll figure that out here shortly. But either way, with that said, you know, we got some things happening. Let's do... Oh, sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. That is your one-stop shop. Go and check it out for all of your college football gambling needs. Obviously, there are lines out. We talked about it a little bit last week, but you can go find the best book and all that good stuff over there. And we do a college football show once a week over there. You can find it on YouTube. Just search out SBR Picks, and that'll be the spot to find it. Chris and I are both going to take vacations here shortly. We're both going to the beach at some point over the summer. We're both going to Disney at some point later in the year or early next year. If you got tips, tricks, whatever, suggestions, recommendations, hit us up. We're on Twitter. I'm at GaryWCE.
I'm at Crispy Giannini.
And let's dive into today's topics. Let's do that. I'm ready to talk some sports. I'm done with computers, ready to talk about what's going on in the world. Did you see about the high school football player in Texas that is opting out of his senior year of high school football?
No, man, I missed this.
Number 82 recruit in the country for 2022. He is Jaden Blue. He's a running back out of Houston, and he is committed to the Texas Longhorns. He has decided that the running back position has a ton of wear and tear. He's had about 500 carries between his sophomore and junior season. He decided he's going to sit out this year and prepare himself to go to Texas. And I was, honestly, we've talked about this a lot. Like, we don't get mad at kids for opting out of bowl games and stuff that are meaningless and whatever. But I do wonder about this, because obviously last season there was the COVID-19 pandemic and kids opted out and they still went highly in the NFL draft. And part of this kid's statement was talking about making sure that he was ready for an NFL career whenever he leaves Texas. I mean, he's a high school junior. Like, he's getting ready to go into his senior year. Like, I think this is a very specific thing, because I don't think you're going to see a ton of this. But I wonder about this, because everything that you and I were taught when we were kids growing up was do it for the team. Like, it's, and if you love football, if you love sports, it was a team thing. And it's become so individualized that I have a bit of a philosophical issue with this, right? Like, I understand doing what's best for you, but I also wonder about the other side of this and what kids are really learning from everything that's going on. What are your thoughts here?
No, hold on now. You can't take what kids did during the COVID stuff. But those are guys that are actually NFL guys, okay?
Yeah.
This dude hasn't played one snap in college, and he's already chalking up his NFL check, okay? But I'm not crushing the guy for it, but I do think this is going to be something that he's going to look back on and he's going to regret, all right?
Yeah.
Like, I look back, and if there was anything I could have done differently in high school, it would have been to be able to continue to compete and play football, okay? Yeah. Especially your senior year. It's going to just matter. And you're going to miss out on doing things. And doing it in college when you've already got NFL scouts looking at you and giving you a draft grade is totally different than doing it in high school, assuming those draft grades are going to be there. I just think that's not wise. But I'm a firm believer of, you know, he do whatever he wants, do what makes you happy. If you don't want to play in high school, you don't have to play in high school. If you think the coaches are putting you in situations that are going to put you at risk, then I, you know, do whatever the hell you want. But know that the criticism is going to come, and you're open to it. All right.
Yes.
This is not somebody sat out of the COVID year and didn't come back to. We've never had a junior or a sophomore not show up and play football to get ready for the NFL draft for an entire season until COVID-19 hit. That's never happened before. People thought about telling Jadeveon Clowney, hey, there's no reason for you to play your junior year. There's nothing you can do. He still showed up and he still played. All right. Trevor Lawrence saying that he still showed up, he still played. But it happens all the time, and these guys still show up and they still play. Only because of COVID did people finally do that for the first time ever. This is not a COVID thing. This is not a weird circumstance or situation thing. You've got a spot at Texas. Congratulations. Go look and see the last time Texas put an NFL running back in the league.
Oh, and on top of that, like, what's to stop Sarkisian and that bunch from pulling a scholarship? Like, if you say you're going to get a better running back, like, you're kind of putting yourself in a position, you know, number 82 is highly ranked. It ain't five-star, you know? Yeah. I'm super, like, I just wonder about this, because he's talented. He's going to find a home. Somebody's going to give him an opportunity. But I don't feel like he's doing the best for himself. Now, obviously, he's getting advice that he feels differently. But I wonder, man, like, this stuff, it feels like it's going to start happening more and more, and maybe it won't.
I don't think that. I think this is an outlier. I do not think this is going to be the norm.
Andrew jumped in on YouTube. He said, I went to a high school with multiple 5- and 4-star recruits and a couple national championship runs. These guys played to win the championship and for the team. He said, and that's high school ball. Like, that's, and I'm not saying that this guy is selfish or anything. I don't know what the circumstance is here, but it does make you question things if you're willing to sit out just so that you don't put too much wear and tear on your body, right?
If you're a junior in high school, going into your senior year of high school, and you're worried about wear and tear on your body, you're way too young to be focusing on those things. You don't want to take head hits, and you don't, I mean, nobody wants to take a chance of blowing a knee out or doing something like that. But at the same time, your body also gets stronger taking some of those hits.
Yes.
So just doing a bunch of, you know, drills and stuff is not going to prepare you for taking the pounding that football gives you. Sometimes you have to play football to be in football shape. So now he's going to go a year without playing football.
And we're not talking about playing in the SEC. Like, if Jadeveon Clowney had decided he wanted to sit out, well, I mean, that's, you're not taking a beating from, you know, former, or not former, future NFL linemen like you are in the SEC. This is high school football. It's a different level. Like, 500 carries. Derrick Henry had 1,300 high school carries as a running back. He had 492 carries his senior year. Like, he's had 500 carries, and he thinks that that's wear and tear? Like,
like I said, I don't think this is a trend. I don't think – I might be wrong. We might look back 2-3 years from now and see this is something that just happens all the time and the game is going to change. I don't see that happening. I just don't.
It's terrifying. It is really terrifying because I feel like it could be a philosophical shift from what is important to football players. And if that's the case –
I don't, because I think there's enough players out there that want to play that aren't playing, that, and this is the one position that does take the most wear and tear and seems to break down the most, but it's also the most replaceable position on the team.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you can go find a guy that's not a 5-star, not, you know, number 82 4-star, like, that can fill the role.
That's right.
Like, I worry about it. So I hope he's making the right decision. This one struck me when I saw it, and I thought, I'm a little torn, because obviously I want what's best for each kid. Everybody has their own right to, you know, NIL is an individualized thing, and we're totally for that. But at the same time with this, it's like, man, I was torn on what my own decision would be. Like, I think that I know what my decision would be.
There's zero doubt that I would play until I can't play anymore, because you just don't know when the game's going to be taken from you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's it. I've never been good enough or at any kind of level to risk anything to where I did get hurt and it cost me nothing, because I wasn't going to ever have a scholarship to keep playing football or be able to play football at the college level, even, you know, at a walk-on small private school. I mean, I was a whole head and a half shorter than every offensive lineman and defensive lineman at Wichita.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a small Baptist college in the middle of nowhere that had 1,300 total students, and every football player out there was, I don't know, 9 to 12 inches taller than me. Whew. So, you know, that there's nothing I could have done. I would have had to have been just in unbelievable shape, which I'm not, and I never was. I was in a lot better shape than I am now. But, you know, I didn't lose anything when I blew my knee out, but I would have done anything in the world to keep playing. I mean, if I could go back and undo anything, it was just play as much as you can play, because you don't know when it's going to be taken from you.
And at the same time with him, I mean, him, like we just talked about, already kind of talking up the NFL stuff.
I mean, this guy, and it's fine to envision those things. It's fine to have a plan. It's fine to have that as the goal. That's the end result. But man, that's a hard nut to crack.
It is.
I just want to know when the last time Texas had an NFL running back. So
it's been a little while. Matt Miller jumped in, by the way. He said, as a Texas fan, I feel good about it because it ends his recruitment. Or it feels like it ends his recruitment. Maybe I'm wrong, though. And he said, also, nice shirt, Chris.
Thanks.
Ryan Johnson said, Julio to Dallas? Well, let's discuss that. Now, obviously, I think the biggest news in the NFL world as of right now is Shannon Sharp was on Undisputed with, you know, one Mr. Skip Bayless, and he called Julio's cell phone live on the air, and he said, hey, bro, you know, what's going on? And they're talking, chit-chatting back and forth. He said, yo, are you going to stay in Atlanta, or, you know, do you want to go to Dallas? And he said, I'm out of there. Talking about Atlanta. Now, my first instinct was, man, he just did this man wrong. Like, why would you call this man live on the air and act like you're not live? And and just try and get answers out of him when he thinks that he's just having a private conversation. Now, before we go further, do you think that that call was staged?
Well, it wasn't live. That show is not live.
Is it not live?
No, it's not live. Everything's okay. Pre-recorded. Okay. It might be 10 minutes behind, but Shannon, so you see him ringing the phone. You see him talking, and then next thing you know, they're talking again, right? Like, he answers the phone, and they're speaking. When they're hanging up, Shannon Sharp even says, "Thanks for calling me back." But gotcha. See, they didn't have that in there because somebody edits that part out. But they forgot to edit out the Sharp telling him, "Thanks for calling me back." So, no, there's zero doubt the attorneys at Fox would never, ever, 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 ever allow that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you're probably right.
My first instinct is to always see what is the legal ramification for this and did it happen that way? And I assure you that the people who run Fox, the producer and everybody else, have attorneys that are 9 inches up their ass at all times. And they understand you cannot call somebody live and you have no control over what they're saying because they're not live.
Hey, Matt Miller said, how does Skip make $7 million a year? That show has 100,000 views a day, which is nothing. Well, they have millions of views on YouTube and whatnot. Now,
yeah, he's I don't know, man, I can't explain it. But
But it's $8 million a year now. It's a 4-year, $32 million deal that he just signed. So he's, you know, I don't understand how this stuff gets monetized. I don't know how it works, but cheers to him. You know, rising tide lifts all boats. And if we're in the opinion business, you know, that's good. I guess. Damien said, it's that school football is totally different from the big leagues. The injuries are the same. CTE exists in all sports, not just the big leagues. Okay, he's talking about the high school stuff. You know, I don't know. Ryan said,
if you're afraid of CTE, you cannot tell me you're going to play major college football.
Yeah, period.
Yes, you're right. CTE is a thing. I don't know if I had a son, if I would let him play football. Or if I would want him. I don't know that I'm going to be that controlling of a father, or that I would want him to play football because of head injuries. But if he chooses to do it, he knows what he's getting into.
Yep.
And you can't play the game afraid. You either have to make the choice that I'm going to do this knowing this other thing could happen, or I'm not. There is no middle ground. If you try to play it half-assed, you will get it. It's not if, you will get hurt.
Yes. Now, you're 100% right about that. Ryan said, is Julio a free agent? He is not. No. He is still under contract with Atlanta, and I believe the date on when they would be able to trade him without taking, like, a huge cap hit is June 1st. That's why all the talk is ramping up right now.
That's it's right. Why everybody's the deal's going to happen as soon as the calendar changes.
Ryan asked, can you trust Julio with all of his injuries? I would say yeah.
I think you know what you're getting. This is why nobody – so far, the Falcons have basically called all of the suitors, all the people that are interested, and said, we want a first-round pick. And not one person has budged at all. They're not even – that just won't happen.
What's that? Because they're going to
pay
a
price because he has injury problems.
Well, the injury problems along with the fact that he is it's already been said publicly that they are in major cap, you know, damage control, and they have got to – like, they have to move off of him. So they already know, hey, we can get this for pennies on the dollar, you know? So why would I give him a dime when I can pay a nickel? Like,
that's right.
It's the same thing. Like, why would you give up a first-round pick when you know that they're going after – like, you can sweeten the pot without giving up an asset like that. And those first-rounders are very important. Very important right now.
No, they won't. He won't be had for a first-rounder, I don't think.
I don't think so.
So, but we'll see.
The Chargers and the Colts and – is it San Francisco are the favorites?
49ers, Patriots.
And then the Patriots are the other one that have had, you know, discussions inside their own building about this, and that has been made light of. Damien said, Julio Jones to Chicago, make it happen. Pave, please. I don't know that one's going to happen. They traded up – well, they traded some of their assets to go get Justin Fields. So, which, by the way, if somebody was going to sit out at a college season – Justin Fields would have been the one to do it last season.
Yeah. Like he had an opportunity to.
He played five games in the regular season.
And they fought like hell to make sure they could play.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it
almost took an act of Congress to try to get them to be able to play.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. So by the way, do we want to talk about this Julio trade thing? Or, like, do you have any opinion or predictions on where he ends up?
I mean, I have no prediction. There's no way to anybody who thinks they have a prediction, they don't.
Because I don't either.
You don't. We don't know what any of the. The Falcons are. I think the Falcons are going to take the best offer they get.
Yeah, I think so too. So,
can you predict who's going to make the best offer? Because I can't. I don't know who that's going to be.
I mean, if it was
going to get him,
if it was who is going to give him the best contract for after this first contract, then that's one
thing. Julio has zero say in this.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a no trade clause. The Falcons are going to take the best deal they can get.
The Colts haven't really done a lot of deals lately, have they? I mean, they did the one for Carson Wentz, but I mean, they gave up a first for Carson, didn't they?
That was so stupid. No, they gave up a third for Carson.
Third, right. That's right.
But they're paying all that money, which they're really not paying a lot of the money. The Eagles are paying a lot of the money this year. But anyway, it's still dumb.
I think he would work well with the Colts because you know you need some weapons for Carson Wentz.
He's going to work well anywhere he goes, Gary.
Yeah. Like, I mean, whatever he's on the field.
You can't say, like, oh, he would help this team.
All he would help everybody.
All the teams that he goes to, he would help. All of them.
You're 100% right. With the Patriots, I mean, for sure. That would be that'd be a big one.
Well, he would, yeah. That's the only team where he would be the best receiver on the field.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, let's talk about some more trade stuff. Deshaun Watson is skipping OTAs. And I don't think anybody suggested or thought that anything different was going to happen. But he is skipping OTAs, and he has stated that he still wants to be traded. He does not want to go back to Houston. I was a little bit surprised at this. There was an article from Pro Football Talk that discussed it. And it said Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reported that, you know, he's not going to be there for the organized team activities. And in video on Watson's social media a few days ago showed him hard at work, preparing as if he's going to play in 2021. However, he is not expected to play with the Texans again. And then there was another article about how the NFL could eventually place Watson on paid leave pending the resolution of 22 lawsuits against him. He's not even going to testify in a court of law until after this next Super Bowl. At this point, what do you even do? With Deshaun Watson.
So this is something that the league is really messing up on, okay? They have to make a decision on, are they going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list or not, okay? That is the league's responsibility. It's not Watson's responsibility. It's the league's responsibility.
Is that considered paid leave?
Yes, it's paid leave.
Okay, so
you still get paid.
It's the commissioner's exempt list.
And it's the commissioner's exempt list. That's not a suspension. It just means you cannot play, but your contract is still full. So that's how they get away with doing that.
Okay.
But here's the problem. This is on the NFL now. They can go do the investigation. Surely they've already done an internal investigation themselves. Surely they know more information than we know. They have a responsibility to the other 31 owners and other 31 teams, and to the Texans, by the way, to tell them, is he going on the commissioner's exempt list or not? Because if he's going on the exempt list, you could almost chalk up the fact that he's going to be done for this year, okay? Unless new evidence turns out, this case is not going to be had until after the Super Bowl. If he's not going on the commissioner's exempt list, that's information that all 32 teams need as well, because then the Texans can shop him. They can actually legitimately get value for him. Another team can make an offer and they know what they're getting themselves into. They understand we don't know what will happen once trial happens. Okay. But you have to at least tell us that if the trial's not happening until next year, you owe it to Deshaun and you owe it to all the owners and all the other organizations to be able to know, what am I buying for at least this year? So this is all on the league now. Yeah. This is all sitting in Rodgers' lap, and he's got to be the one to pull the trigger on, am I putting him on the list or am I letting him roll? And we're going to see what the courts come out, and then we'll make a decision, which I actually think is the right move, by the way, is if you're the league, you can't – there's letting play until the court cases come out.
Yeah.
And then once all that's settled, if you feel like he's, you know, owed a suspension on top of anything else that's happened to him in his life, then you can suspend him. But if I'm the Houston Texans and I want to trade him now, let's say after all of this is done, I'm done with him and I would like to move on and he doesn't want to be here, but you throw him on the commissioner's exempt list and now I'm stuck paying this guy and I can't move him, like, I'd be pissed. I'd be really pissed off.
What would end up, let me see if I can phrase the question correctly. They are, I would imagine that they want to get rid of him, obviously, right?
They brought in. We're at a point now where they are willing to trade him, but they don't even know what they're trading.
That's, so if you're Deshaun Watson, why are you so adamant to get out of Houston at this point? Like, if I were in this situation, like, at this point, I would just be thankful that I'm getting to play football.
No, he wanted out all along. All of this extra stuff happening isn't going to make him want to stay there any more than he already wanted out. So,
I'm sure it probably, man, can you imagine the crowds if he does play this year? I mean, fans are going to be brutal. Like, it's already going to be super full.
I'm going to tell you this. If the league clears him to play until his trial, which I think is the right thing to do, by the way, if the league clears him to play and he goes to one of these 31 teams, other teams, I think anywhere he lands, they're going to support him. And they're going to be his guy until the trial.
I'm talking about, like, for away games. Like, whoever gets him is going to be.
Who cares, man? You're going to get roasted at away games anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're worried about what away fans are saying about you, you're already getting beat. That's, like, you've mentally lost that game before it even started.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Hey, I read, so this is a little off topic, but you brought up other 31 teams. There was an article on PFT yesterday about Ryan Fitzpatrick. And did you see that he could be the first quarterback to lose to 31 other teams? Like, there's been several that have lost to 30. None has lost to 31 or 32 teams. But he's in a position this season, because he signed with the football team, that he could lose to 31 of the 32
teams. Well, what are the two teams he hasn't lost to?
That's what I'm trying to pull up. Because I just pulled up the article last night, and, of course, it's not up there easily found. But I will find it.
It doesn't matter if we don't know the teams.
So, yeah, I thought it was very interesting. There we go, to lose to 31 different teams. All right, so the ones that have beaten all 32 teams are Drew Brees, Brett Favre, and Peyton Manning. Tom Brady will join that list if the Bucs beat the Patriots this year. Aaron Rodgers can join the list if he ends up on another team and that team beats the Packers. But no quarterback has accomplished the feat of losing to all 32 teams. Fitzpatrick can come the closest. He would have to lose to the Packers, the Saints, and the Bucs. If he loses to those, he will have lost to an all-time record 31 teams, and the Lions are the one team Fitzpatrick has not lost to, and they won't play him this year. Very interesting, huh?
Okay, so there's four. Hang on. That doesn't make any damn sense. There's four teams he hasn't lost to then?
Yeah, he's lost to 28 teams. Nobody has lost to 31.
So they're assuming he loses all. I don't care now. Now I don't care. I was working under the assumption that, like, there's one team that he has, or two teams he hasn't played that he plays this year, and he could lose to both of them, whatever. So you're telling me he's got to lose five games for him to hit this mark?
Well, he's got to lose three this year to get to 31. And then at some point, he's got to lose
those
to the Lions.
Three specific games.
Yeah. Packers, Saints, and Bucks. Let's see. Damian jumps in. He said, first he said Watson's career is over. And then he said, Chris, say if this was O.J. Simpson or Aaron Hernandez or Michael Vick situation, would you still want them to play until their trial is settled?
No, but this is, well, as This is about as far away from being O.J. Simpson or Aaron Hernandez situation.
It's pretty far away. I mean, it's still egregious. Like, if he sexually assaulted 22 different women, like,
but the problem is we're using the word sexually assaulted. I think what he did is creepy. I think what he did is wrong. I'm not okay with what he did. But I also think there's a big difference between this and like a murdering typical people. Sexual assault.
Yeah, like this. Okay, this is a way different ordeal. I will tell you this:
like, you put your hands on naked guys for a living. All right. And so this one really horny, weird, naked guy put his ding-a-ling on you while you were putting your hands on his naked body. That's not, you know, assaulting some chick at a bar or in an office or something of that nature. Like, that's not your typical brand of sexual assault.
I'm
100% certain he did some of these things. There's no way 22 people are lying about it. But the truth is going to fall somewhere in the middle. I don't think it's as... I would not put Aaron Hernandez on a field until his trial for being accused of murder.
That's a slightly different situation. And I think that in and of itself is bad for business. But there is a point to, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. I mean, that's what the American Justice Foundation is. Like, you're innocent until you are proven guilty. Like, yeah. He says
these
he didn't
aren't
do
criminal
this.
Trials, by the way. Yeah. These are all civil trials. So that's also a different caveat to this.
Yeah, it's a whole different situation. So, yeah, the Deshaun Watson stuff.
In civil trial, there strange. Is no, it's not always black and white. It's not always guilty or not guilty. It's more probable than not or less probable than so. Like, there are shades of gray throughout it.
Yes, and it's all civil. Like, this is a civil, yes. It has to do with money.
And it could be over with the stroke of a check.
Yes, because right now there are no criminal charges. Like, they haven't brought any charges against him. So,
not at all.
So, all right.
That's the difference.
Let's talk for a second. You brought up the Grizzlies last night. You were at the halftime of that game. The Grizzlies did go on and get the win as an 8.5-point underdog. The NBA playoffs have been pretty exciting for the first weekend. If you go back and you look at Saturday's games, let's see, you had all but one underdog covered. Boston, the only underdog that didn't cover, and let's see, two of them won outright. And on top of that, on Sunday, you had Washington covered the 8. The Lakers did not cover. Atlanta covered as a 1.5-point dog.
But the Lakers weren't the underdog.
The Lakers were a 2-point underdog to Phoenix.
I thought they were a favorite. I knew it was like favored, 1 or 2 points.
They're favored to win the series.
They just weren't favored to win.
They weren't favored in game one.
Okay. I knew it was a short line. I mean, I knew it was almost a pick 'em.
Yeah. No, it was 2.5 at BetOnline, 2 at Bovada, 2 at Heritage, et cetera, okay. So, but the Lakers did not cover that. The Suns ended up winning that. And then Memphis as an 8 or 8.5-point underdog won outright at Utah with Donovan Mitchell not playing. Now, Mitchell is going to be back for game two. This was exciting, man. You talked in the Sunday night podcast about Atlanta just silencing Madison Square Garden, and that is honestly one of the spookiest sounds. I did not turn on this game until late because I realized it was super close, and I went ahead and flipped it on just to see what was going to happen. So I got to see it in real time, and I had the volume turned up, and that is one of the spookiest sounds I've ever heard. With
he
everybody,
hit the dagger, and it was—I mean, it was weird.
Yes, there was not a single sound. Like, you talk about the cliche, you can hear a pin drop and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, I've never heard it get that quiet.
Yeah, everybody in there knew what Trae Young was saying because everybody in there could hear Trae Young screaming on the court because there was no other people talking.
Yes, it was pretty unbelievable. The Grizzlies game, stayed up way too late to watch that, but it was exciting. It was fun. This Grizzlies team is a lot of fun. They are the youngest team, average age, by the way, of all their players.
Yeah, old man Dylan Brooks, 25 years old. He's like 4 years older than everybody else on the team.
Yep, and they are the youngest team by average since 10 years ago, and that was the Oklahoma City Thunder that had James Harden, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant. So, that very interesting game. Like, I haven't been interested in the NBA at
Told you.
All.
Told you they're good.
And
they're
now, good. Like, we get into the playoffs, and it's fun. Like, this is good. So the Mavs, big time showing against the Clippers. We got, you know, we got games tonight. We got stuff going on that that I'll probably flip on at some point with Miami and Milwaukee and then Portland and Denver. You know, I mean, you got any thoughts?
About any of this? I mean, I think the Grizzlies are awesome. I think they're a lot of fun. I think Donovan Mitchell's being rushed back too, by the way. And he might come back and he might play great. But he's coming back from an ankle sprain, and those things don't heal quickly.
Yeah, it's
and
a high ankle
he's
sprain.
Being rushed back as a panic move, I don't think that helps them.
He said that he was going to be ready to go game one, and the doctors didn't clear
So the team doctors, yeah. So supposedly he was ready last night, and the team doctors held him out. And I'm going to tell you, there's probably some truth to that. And I'm going to tell you that it was an organizational thing. I'm going to bet they thought, we're going to win game one. We're just going to hold him out until we lose a game. Because why rush him back?
Yeah.
And they just didn't think this Grizz team had any fight in them to come and beat them. They just didn't. And I think they overplayed their hand. Now, I said last night, I'll say it again today, that this Grizzlies team does not belong, okay? They don't. Everything they get is gold. Everything they get is extra bonus. It's all amazing. But there is a definition of the haves and the have-nots, and this Grizzlies team is they just don't belong here. And they're trying to fight like hell to prove everybody wrong. Nobody expected them to win this thing last night.
Yeah, I mean, they were the biggest underdogs of the entire weekend. Eight and a half
points. Wasn't close.
I mean, it's just crazy. Nobody thought that they'd be able to hang in this game, and here they go. I mean, they're doing their thing. This is what we love. They are quickly turning back into the grit grind Grizzlies, and I'm all about it. Damian said all the LeBron fans can finally shut up about the GOAT crap. When the Lakers get eliminated, I can't wait. Finally. He ain't done yet. Man, the Lakers are actually a 2-point favorite, 1.5-point to 2-point favorite on Tuesday night. You know, I mean, Phoenix has played well all year. Like, the back and forth between him and Chris Paul, like, obviously we know that they're buddies. But this, both of them trying to, like, out-flop each other, like, who can act like they got hurt the worst is a complete joke and, like, a mockery of this game. It's almost unwatchable. Like, did you watch any of it?
No, I want to give him no credit or no airtime, no conference. I'm done with this. The fact that he's playing in the game, you know, this is whatever. You know, you've got rules in place, and people who break those rules all get suspended, and then LeBron breaks the rule, and then we all begin to make compromises.
Ohio State compromises.
Yes, we're gonna change the rules to benefit him. Not to benefit the game, not to benefit it, and it's just I don't know how you're supposed to, as an organization, as an association, I don't know how you're supposed to be taken seriously.
I tend to agree. I will tell you this, because I think that we talked about it through chat a little bit last week through our group text. We kind of saw it with the Lakers and the Warriors, because there were questionable calls in that play-in game towards, you know, in the fourth quarter, towards the end when the Lakers were coming back and whatnot, that kind of made you go, eh, okay. And I think that they were fine with anybody getting in that game, but whoever lost that game, we all assumed the NBA was going to do their best to help them in the next round to get Steph and LeBron into the playoffs, because they need them both for ratings. Like,
that's right.
100% needed them. And the calls down the stretch in that Grizzlies-Warriors play-in game on Friday night were some of the most egregious calls I think I've ever seen in my life. And yet the Grizzlies still found a way to win, and which is exactly what you said. Like, they don't belong here. They're not supposed to be in this playoff series. But they sure are a hell of a lot of fun to watch, and they don't quit. And, yeah, I mean, the NBA, like, we know where the bread is buttered with them. Like, they got their superstars, and they need the superstars to perform well to draw in eyeballs.
Yeah. And no, the Grizzlies are who the league wanted the Pelicans to be.
Yes. God, you hit that so perfectly on the podcast last night.
That's like that's what they want. They want the Pelicans to be what this Grizz team is.
Yes. That's because Zion sells and
Zion sells. New Orleans is a cooler city than like there's a million different reasons why. You still have, you know, Lonzo there. Like, you've got stars that people have heard their names and know who they are, and whatever. Like, that's what you want as the league, but you don't get that. You don't get to pick and choose. Okay.
Yeah.
Memphis is showing up, and they outplayed the Pelicans. They outplayed the Warriors, and last night they're outplaying the Jazz.
Yes. Yes,
I don't know that they'll keep doing that, but they've done it so far.
They certainly have. So the games tonight: Milwaukee a 5-point favorite over the Miami Heat, and Portland is a 2-point dog at Denver. We saw Dame Lillard do some crazy stuff in the first game. We shall see. We shall see what happens with those. Finally, we'll close out the show with this one, and it's going to hit close to home for you. Quarterback TJ Finley is transferring from LSU to Auburn. Now, I think that we're going to see more of this happen, but, you know, with the SEC stating they're going to be getting rid of the intra-conference transfer rule, we're going to see a lot more guys go from, you know, Alabama to LSU, from LSU to Auburn, from Texas A&M to Missouri or Arkansas or whatever, and I think it's better. Like, obviously, these guys are SEC athletes. You shouldn't banish them to, you know, a lesser-than league just because they don't pan out at whatever school they're at. Like, I think TJ Finley could do big things at Auburn that he couldn't necessarily do at LSU because he just got beat out. But he may be the best quarterback on the roster at Auburn.
I agree. So, I don't know if that's going to matter, though, by the way. We've seen quarterbacks transfer out of Auburn because that were better. You're dealing with the legacy, and you've got a guy in there now that has the right last name.
Yeah, yeah. Bo Nix has started every game for the last 2 years. Malik Willis and Joey Gatewood both. I don't know about Gatewood, but Malik Willis, I mean, he has shown to be quite
He's definitively better than Bo Nix.
Yes.
I think that's clear. I don't think that's a question mark.
No, and he's at Liberty. And I think he's getting better coaching under Hugh Freeze. But at the same time, you know,
like, we don't know what kind of coaching he was able to get at Auburn because they knew they weren't going to play him.
That's a valid point. Valid point. I wonder. I don't know what they're going to do with Bo Nix, but I think TJ Finley, like,
I think I know what they're going to do with Bo Nix. The new coaching staff was telling the same shit the old coaching staff was. Yeah. Bo's going to be our quarterback until Bo's not here anymore. So you got to hope that Bo gets a college degree in 3 years and somebody gets him a job to pay him to stop playing football.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. You and I have talked about this frequently. I think that the boosters are still running things at Auburn because of the hires that Brian Harsin made. Like, if Harsin came in and he brought in, you know, dudes that people don't know and whatnot, he brought in SEC legacy guys. He brought in guys that everybody knows that, you know, kind of glad handing with the old guard of Auburn boosters, with Mike Bobo and that bunch, like the bunch that has been in the know in the SEC for a long time.
Now, I'll tell you this. I hope to be shocked. That's all.
Yeah.
I'd like Finley to get a legit shot at starting. And if he gets beat out, he gets beat out. He's obviously got flaws in his game. I think he's got all the tools in the world to be a great quarterback.
But needs development.
Yeah, he needs to be developed, and if he's able to do that at Auburn, that's what I hope for. And I hope that he gets to be able to do those things, and I hope that he does get the development that he wants or needs, and he does end up winning that starting job. And if he does, then I'll claim that I was wrong about the, you know, the way Harsin's running his team and all this other stuff. But I feel very confident in saying that Gus Malzahn got fired strictly because he didn't care that he got fired at all. He probably wanted out because he was being forced on him somebody that he knew was not the best quarterback on the team.
He was coaching with one hand tied behind his back.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. So yeah. This is why he brings in Chad Morris, because, well, maybe I'm not good enough of a coach to make this guy a quarterback. Maybe you can, Chad. And Chad couldn't do it either.
So. Yep. So at that point it was, all right, well, we're out of here.
We're bringing somebody in who can fix Bo Nix is what I felt like they were doing. Not who can fix Auburn, but who can fix Bo.
And Mike Bobo is he's renowned as a bit of a quarterback guru, but, you know, we'll see. So was Chad Morris, right?
I'd say so was Gus.
Yeah, now you are 100% right about that. All right, is there anything else that that we need to hit on before we head out?
No, that's it.
That is it. All right, you guys have been fantastic. Thank you to Damian. Thank you to Matt Miller, all these other guys that have jumped in on the chat. We appreciate you for helping drive the show and for asking questions and whatnot for us to jump into, because it took us down a few rabbit holes, and we always enjoy doing that. So with that said, we will get out of here. Go to winningcureseverything.com, subscribe everywhere you need to be subscribed, and go to sbrpicks.com/NCAAF and check out the College Football Show. Every week comes out on Wednesdays on the SBR Picks YouTube channel. For Chris and myself, thank you guys. Take care of yourself, take care of each other, and hopefully all your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.